Sometimes teacher leaders struggle with distinguishing between directive control and directive informational. To help you with this struggle, let's look at the difference in language in this example, where the teacher is struggling with maximizing instructional time, particularly during the morning routine as students are entering the classroom and getting ready for the day. A coach using directive control might say, "It's essential that you improve your classroom management during the morning routine. There's too much wasted time." Whereas a coach using directive informational might say, "Your students have lots of time in the morning. I suggest the goal of improving your classroom management to capitalize on this time." In this example, there are three distinguished features between the two sets of wording. Those distinctions are 1, tone, 2, word choice, 3, word order. The first difference is tone. The tone in directive control is more serious than in directive informational. The second difference is word choice. Let's look at the differences in the language. With directive informational, the wording is, "It is essential," but with directive informational, the wording is, "I suggest." The wording in the first one of "it is essential" is a directive or an order, whereas "I suggest" connotes a suggestion or a recommendation, but is not a requirement. The difference in word choice contributes to the difference in tone as well. The third difference is the order of the words. With directive control, the directive or command is first followed by the issue. In the example, the command is, "It is essential that you improve your classroom management," followed by the issue, "There is too much wasted time." Whereas with directive informational, the coach begins with pointing out the issue. "Your students have lots of time in the morning," to draw the issue to the teacher's attention. And the coach follows the concern with a suggestion. "I suggest the goal of improving your classroom management."